This is the English Form 5 Listening Module 2023. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You'll hear a voicemail message from Nadia to her friend, Rosma.
Hi, Rosma. I'm sorry. I couldn't join you today for our team's volleyball practice. I fell from my dad's motorcycle yesterday and couldn't even walk right now. The doctor said that I need to take a few weeks off from doing strenuous activities. I feel so frustrated right now. Please send my apology to others, as I couldn't join the practice for weeks to come. Thank you, my dear.
Now listen again.
Hi, Rosma. I'm sorry. I couldn't join you today for our team's volleyball practice. I fell from my dad's motorcycle yesterday and couldn't even walk right now. The doctor said that I need to take a few weeks off from doing strenuous activities. I feel so frustrated right now. Please send my apology to others, as I couldn't join the practice for weeks to come. Thank you, my dear.
Question 2. You'll hear two students talking about social media.
Hey Alif, do you think children under 13 should be allowed to set up social media accounts?
I don't know, Najmi. I don't think it's a good idea. They are too vulnerable at this age. It is too dangerous because they will be exposed to strangers who might manipulate them.
Now listen again.
Hey Alif, do you think children under 13 should be allowed to set up social media accounts?
I don't know, Najmi. I don't think it's a good idea. They are too vulnerable at this age. It is too dangerous because they will be exposed to strangers who might manipulate them.
Question 3. You'll hear an advertisement about English classes.
Join our 3-month English classes to speak better, gain confidence, and ace the exams. All classes are conducted by tutors with more than 15 years of experience in the field. Free materials are included. Hurry! Early bird discount for the first 30 participants. Call 06-11-22-33-34 for more information. If you are not satisfied with the results, We will give you your money back. Terms and conditions apply.
Now listen again.
Join our 3-month English classes to speak better, gain confidence, and ace the exams. All classes are conducted by tutors with more than 15 years of experience in the field. Free materials are included. Hurry! Early bird discount for the first 30 participants. Call 06-11-22-3334 for more information. If you are not satisfied with the results, we will give you your money back. Terms and conditions apply.
Question 4. You'll hear a radio announcer giving a traffic update.
Many road users in Subang Jaya are caught in a massive traffic jam after heavy rain brought havoc to the town. Motorists are stuck as water started to flood the road as high as 3 feet. This situation is causing cars to be stranded along the roadside.
Now listen again.
Many road users in Subang Jaya are caught in a massive traffic jam after heavy rain brought havoc to the town. Motorists are stuck as water started to flood the road as high as 3 feet. This situation is causing cars to be stranded along the roadside.
Question 5. You'll hear a girl giving a novel review.
This novel is about a young woman who struggles while waiting for the only man she loves. As a soldier, her lover is required to serve in the war. Though unwilling to let him go, she promises to wait for him. As the years pass by, there is no sign of him. She moves on in life with the belief that someday she will meet him again.
Now listen again.
This novel is about a young woman who struggles while waiting for the only man she loves. As a soldier, her lover is required to serve in the war. Though unwilling to let him go, she promises to wait for him. As the years pass by, there is no sign of him. She moves on in life with the belief that someday she will meet him again.
Question 6. You'll hear an advertisement about traveling in Malaysia.
Have you ever visited a lovely, unique, or wonderful place in your own country? For your knowledge, Malaysia has some of the most beautiful and interesting destinations in the world, such as Pulau Langkawi, Cameron Highlands, Mulu Caves, and Bako National Park. If you are interested in some of the attractive holiday packages, call us at 013-3414-1560 or visit us at www.ktravel.com.my.
Now listen again.
Have you ever visited a lovely, unique, or wonderful place in your own country? For your knowledge, Malaysia has some of the most beautiful and interesting destinations in the world, such as Pulau Langkawi, Cameron Highlands, Mulu Caves, and Bako National Park. If you are interested in some of the attractive holiday packages, call us at 013-3414-1560 or visit us at www.ktravel.com.my.
Question 7. You'll hear a woman talking about a campaign.
In conjunction with the Earth Day celebration, Malaysians can now adopt a tree for conservation at the country's oldest and largest artificial forest. This campaign aims to change the mindsets of Malaysians that forests are not only a source of timber, but also a valuable source of health products and ecotourism.
Now listen again.
In conjunction with the Earth Day celebration, Malaysians can now adopt a tree for conservation at the country's oldest and largest artificial forest. This campaign aims to change the mindsets of Malaysians that forests are not only a source of timber, but also a valuable source of health products and ecotourism.
That is the end of part one. Now, turn to part two. You will hear Hayati Hashim, a travel writer, talking about her favorite cities. For questions 8 to 15, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at part two. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. People are always asking me to name my favorite cities, and of course, it's a very personal matter. Also, I have frequently changed my opinion about cities after getting to know them better. For example, when I first visited Bangkok, Thailand's capital, I really wasn't keen on it. I thought it was just a huge, dirty, noisy city. Later, when I spent the whole summer working there for a small local tour company, I discovered that I was wrong. Learning a bit of the language actually helped me to understand the culture better. Unlike other cities, Bangkok can be a crowded place. The number of people in the city, both locals and tourists, can make it difficult to move around. However, there is so much for the visitors to see, including enormous street markets, quiet ancient temples, and even an unusual elephant museum. There is also a lovely big park, Lumpini Park, where you can relax when the crowds get too much to handle. Of course, Thailand is also famous for its delicious street foods. I don't think I can name any better place in the world where you can get such good street foods at reasonable prices. One of the cities that I often visit is Stockholm in Sweden. It has the most relaxed atmosphere compared to other cities I have been to, maybe because it's by the water. It is built around 14 islands and is connected by 57 bridges. It's easy to walk around and it's one of the cleanest cities that I know. There are lots of free events, especially during the longest days of summer. Although life in Stockholm can be rather expensive, it isn't as expensive as New York City. Of course, New York City is on my list. It's one of the noisiest, busiest cities in the world, but also one of the most fascinating. It has got it all. The most fantastic museums and art galleries, wonderful theaters, the greatest choices of restaurants, and of course, its famous big yellow taxis complete with loud and impatient drivers. Prices in New York City are higher than in many other cities, but it's worth it. Another city which is almost as exciting as New York City is Rio de Janeiro. It has two of the best beaches I have seen where you can watch some of the skilled surfers in action. It's becoming more popular as a tourist destination, and it's cleaner and safer than it used to be. This place seems to be a very popular choice among the younger tourists. Obviously, the best time to visit is during the carnival, which is held from February to March. But the city is also extremely lively all year round. If life in these cities isn't fast enough, Tokyo is the place to go. It is well known for being one of the most highly developed cities, and this is in fact home to some of the largest names in the technology world, such as Sony. In Tokyo, I find I can get connected to the internet amazingly fast and at an affordable price. With one of the most efficient public transport systems in the world, visiting Tokyo is like taking an unforgettable trip into the future. Now, listen again. People are always asking me to name my favorite cities, and of course, it's a very personal matter. Also, I have frequently changed my opinion about cities after getting to know them better. For example, when I first visited Bangkok, Thailand's capital, I really wasn't keen on it. I thought it was just a huge, dirty, noisy city. Later, when I spent the whole summer working there for a small local tour company, I discovered that I was wrong. Learning a bit of the language actually helped me to understand the culture better. Unlike other cities, Bangkok can be a crowded place. The number of people in the city, both locals and tourists, can make it difficult to move around. However, there is so much for the visitors to see, including enormous street markets, quiet ancient temples, and even an unusual elephant museum. There is also a lovely big park, Lumpini Park, where you can relax when the crowds get too much to handle. Of course, Thailand is also famous for its delicious street foods. I don't think I can name any better place in the world where you can get such good street foods at reasonable prices. One of the cities that I often visit is Stockholm in Sweden. It has the most relaxed atmosphere compared to other cities I have been to, maybe because it's by the water. It is built around 14 islands and is connected by 57 bridges. It's easy to walk around and it's one of the cleanest cities that I know. There are lots of free events, especially during the longest days of summer. Although life in Stockholm can be rather expensive, it isn't as expensive as New York City. Of course, New York City is on my list. It's one of the noisiest, busiest cities in the world, but also one of the most fascinating. It has got it all. The most fantastic museums and art galleries, wonderful theaters, the greatest choices of restaurants, and of course, its famous big yellow taxis complete with loud and impatient drivers. Prices in New York City are higher than in many other cities, but it's worth it. Another city which is almost as exciting as New York City is Rio de Janeiro. It has two of the best beaches I have seen where you can watch some of the skilled surfers in action. It's becoming more popular as a tourist destination, and it's cleaner and safer than it used to be. This place seems to be a very popular choice among the younger tourists.
Obviously, the best time to visit is during the carnival, which is held from February to March. But the city is also extremely lively all year round. If life in these cities isn't fast enough, Tokyo is the place to go. It is well known for being one of the most highly developed cities, and this is in fact home to some of the largest names in the technology world, such as Sony. In Tokyo, I find I can get connected to the internet amazingly fast and at an affordable price. With one of the most efficient public transport systems in the world, visiting Tokyo is like taking an unforgettable trip into the future. Now, listen again. That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about the benefits of sports for adolescents. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Speaker 1.
Playing a sport requires a lot of time and energy. Some people may think this would distract students from schoolwork. However, the opposite is true, as sports require memorization, repetition, and learning. These skills are just as relevant as when students study during their lessons in classrooms.
Speaker 2.
Fighting for a common goal with a group of players and coaches teaches you how to build teamwork and effectively communicate to solve problems. This experience is helpful when encountering problems at school or at home.
Speaker 3.
Sports can help you reach your fitness goals and maintain a healthy weight. Besides, they also encourage healthy decision-making, such as not smoking or drinking. Sports also have hidden health benefits, such as lowering the chances of osteoporosis.
Speaker 4.
Watching your hard work paying off and achieving your goals develops self-confidence. Achieving a sport or fitness goal encourages you to believe in yourself more. This is a rewarding and an exciting learning process.
Speaker 5.
Exercising is a natural way to loosen up and release stress. You can also make new friends who can be there for you as a support system. When you feel under pressure or stress, call up a teammate, head to the gym to talk, and play it out.
Now, listen again. Speaker 1.
Playing a sport requires a lot of time and energy. Some people may think this would distract students from schoolwork. However, the opposite is true, as sports require memorization, repetition, and learning. These skills are just as relevant as when students study during their lessons in classrooms.
Speaker 2.
Fighting for a common goal with a group of players and coaches teaches you how to build teamwork and effectively communicate to solve problems. This experience is helpful when encountering problems at school or at home.
Speaker 3.
Sports can help you reach your fitness goals and maintain a healthy weight. Besides, they also encourage healthy decision-making, such as not smoking or drinking. Sports also have hidden health benefits, such as lowering the chances of osteoporosis.
Speaker 4.
Watching your hard work paying off and achieving your goals develops self-confidence. Achieving a sport or fitness goal encourages you to believe in yourself more. This is a rewarding and an exciting learning process.
Speaker 5.
Exercising is a natural way to loosen up and release stress. You can also make new friends who can be there for you as a support system. When you feel under pressure or stress, call up a teammate, head to the gym to talk and play it out.
Now, listen again. That is the end of part 3. Now, turn to part 4. You will hear a young man, Adam, talking about his idol. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
With 9 restaurants to run and a few more in the pipeline, Dato' Rezwan Ismail, popularly known as Chef Wan, leads a hectic life. However, no matter how wonderful his trips abroad are, Chef Wan is always happiest when he is home in Cyberjaya. Chef Wan looks forward to coming home to his garden and plants, which he simply adores. Chef Wan has been working hard to create his heaven on earth. He has designed a garden bursting with flora and fauna. On the topmost floor, Chef Wan created a rooftop garden. He loves to do yoga there in the morning while watching the glorious sunrise above the rooftop. It was not easy to create his heaven on earth. For sure, there are challenges to maintaining a beautiful home. When Chef Wan first moved into his home, there were stones in his garden and they had to be removed. He then employed a landscaper, but unfortunately, he did not do a good job. Consequently, Chef Wan personally went to the nursery and chose the plants he wanted. He had to learn all about gardening and it was a learning curve for him, but over the years, Chef Wan learned by reading gardening books and watching gardening videos on Instagram. It was trial and error, learning why some plants grow well and some do not. Chef Wan believes that his garden is his pride and joy. He enjoys nurturing his garden. It takes patience and one cannot expect instant results. To him, his garden is always a work in progress as he often changes the plants and keeps making them look fresh and colorful. Chef Wan prefers to have his personal touch to his own garden. That is why he thinks it is not necessary to employ a landscaper because one can develop an individual style best suited to the environment. As one walks through his garden, it is obvious that every nook and corner holds a surprise. His favorite corner is a breakfast nook surrounded by greenery. Chef Wan loves the energy of plants as they bring oxygen into his house and allow better circulation. In essence, Chef Wan believes his philosophy is to live a healthy life where we can create a home that we can call heaven on earth.
Now, listen again.
With 9 restaurants to run and a few more in the pipeline, Dato' Rezwan Ismail, popularly known as Chef Wan, leads a hectic life. However, no matter how wonderful his trips abroad are, Chef Wan is always happiest when he is home in Cyberjaya. Chef Wan looks forward to coming home to his garden and plants, which he simply adores. Chef Wan has been working hard to create his heaven on earth. He has designed a garden bursting with flora and fauna. On the topmost floor, Chef Wan created a rooftop garden. He loves to do yoga there in the morning while watching the glorious sunrise above the rooftop. It was not easy to create his heaven on earth. For sure, there are challenges to maintaining a beautiful home. When Chef Wan first moved into his home, there were stones in his garden and they had to be removed. He then employed a landscaper, but unfortunately, he did not do a good job. Consequently, Chef Wan personally went to the nursery and chose the plants he wanted. He had to learn all about gardening and it was a learning curve for him, but over the years, Chef Wan learned by reading gardening books and watching gardening videos on Instagram. It was trial and error, learning why some plants grow well and some do not. Chef Wan believes that his garden is his pride and joy. He enjoys nurturing his garden. It takes patience and one cannot expect instant results. To him, his garden is always a work in progress as he often changes the plants and keeps making them look fresh and colorful. Chef Wan prefers to have his personal touch to his own garden. That is why he thinks it is not necessary to employ a landscaper because one can develop an individual style best suited to the environment. As one walks through his garden, it is obvious that every nook and corner holds a surprise. His favorite corner is a breakfast nook surrounded by greenery. Chef Wan loves the energy of plants as they bring oxygen into his house and allow better circulation. In essence, Chef Wan believes his philosophy is to live a healthy life where we can create a home that we can call heaven on earth.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test. Please stop now.